AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's again expressing confidence that an agreement to end the Iran war is near, at a cabinet meeting saying,
"They're negotiating on fumes. But we'll see what happens. Maybe we have to go back and finish it. Maybe we don't."
Trump says concerns about November's midterms won't make him rush into a deal. Meanwhile, Sagar Magani reports,
"A new think tank analysis shows the U.S. will need years to replenish three advanced weapons systems used in the Iran war. The Center for Strategic and International Studies estimates it'll take contractors 3 years to shore up stocks of Tomahawk missiles, along with Patriot and THAAD missile and drone interceptors. The analysis adds to concerns U.S. forces would have limited firepower in any future conflict with China. Depleted munitions were a key topic during a House hearing 2 weeks ago, where Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth pushed back.
And ultimately, we have all the munitions needed to execute what we need to execute, and we're going to ensure that we supercharge that."
Hegseth told lawmakers the administration's $1.5 billion defense budget proposal would ramp up spending on high-end munitions. The CSIS analysis says the problem right now is not money, it's time. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Israeli military has told residents across southern Lebanon to leave as it expands operations there, saying it plans to work with extreme force against Hezbollah militants. Meanwhile, Hamas is confirming that Israeli airstrikes in Gaza City Tuesday killed the new leader of its military wing. Hamas says Mohammed Odeh was killed with his wife and two of his children. Israel's defense minister calls Odeh one of the architects of the October 7th attack that sparked the war in Gaza. Hospital officials in Gaza City say additional strikes this evening killed at least seven. And in Washington state, a search continues for 9 people presumed killed at a paper mill where a chemical tank ruptured. In all, 11 are believed to have died. This is AP News. The Ebola outbreak in eastern Congo has added to the peril people are already facing from war.
In a camp in Bunia, one of the affected towns, the news of the growing outbreak of a rare type of Ebola worries Francine Levy-Janguzi, a widow and mother of 7. She talks of the daily struggle to keep clean as she tries in vain to get water out of a pump outside her makeshift home. She asks, "How are we supposed to be clean without soap or water? The taps are dry." While Neri Machozi, a mother of 6, had fled her village because of the violence. Now she spends her time walking through the camp with her baby strapped to her back, shouting Ebola prevention advice through a megaphone. Machozi urges residents to wash and to not shake hands and to avoid contact with other people's secretions. According to the WHO, the outbreak now has more than 900 suspected cases and more than 220 suspected deaths. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
What do one of the world's top food cities, a nationally celebrated zoo and science museum, and a Condé Nast Traveler Top 10 Best Big City in the Country have in common? Yes, it's Columbus. This isn't just a stop on the map. It's where award-winning flavors, unforgettable family moments, and big city buzz come together. Let's be honest, Columbus is turning heads. For top-of-the-line discoveries in your own backyard, visit experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.